Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you for joining us this week. And today we are finishing up our part two from the highlights from our registered dietitian nutritionist from last week. These are some of my favorite podcasts because they just get the little snippets of all the good information from our professionals or those inspirational parts where you see how they have helped their clients transform their lives. So today we hear from 12 registered dietitian nutritionists. Join us for this conversation.
So my name's Emily Berge. I have a business. It's on Instagram. It's called @build.curves. It's under Emily Berge LLC. And I actually help women gain weight, which is, you know, not the most common thing you hear, but it's helping women gain weight in a healthy way so that they can become stronger, that they can be more energized and feel their best. I'm not always, like I said, the most prepared. So if it's not ready for me or I need to thaw it out or defrost it for like a whole 24 hours, guess what? I'm ordering takeout. So you want to think ahead and think about, once again, the person you are. I think that is something people seem to associate fresh with healthier, and that's not necessarily true. Frozen is, you know, just as healthy, if not more than fresh. Canned vegetables. I love canned vegetables too. I think another downfall that people fall into is thinking that when they start planning their meals or cooking at home, that they have to be perfect and know and do it right every single time from the beginning. Even as a dietitian, I did cooking classes undergrad. We learned about this stuff. And when I moved out on my own, I was like, how do I plan a meal? Like, oh my gosh. So it's a learning process. You have to just do it to really learn it. And you really just have to figure out what works for you, because yes, the million little boxes that we see on YouTube and see on Instagram, they're beautiful. And I still, like, every once in a while I fall into the trap where I'm like, I'm going to do that. And then I'm like, Emily, no, that's not your thing.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Stacey. I am Ann Cundiff. I am a registered dietitian who has my own podcast, very similar to your amazing podcast, who likes to talk to other dietitians. And I'm also a retail dietitian. Meatless Monday, where that's where we're going to incorporate fish in one of those 2 days. And then, you know, kind of rotate through other proteins. And whether that's breakfast or dinner, eggs are a great protein too. So that happens probably once a week because that's easy as well. So kind of that protein base, what everybody's kind of driving on for the week, and then kind of creating it off of there. I really, when I think about loving my lunch, I do a lot of like hodgepodge. So it's kind of like, okay, I love like fruit plates and I love veggie plates and not necessarily charcuterie, but kind of like just snack plates. So making a lunch out of a snack plate. So some days it's, you know, I might have just deli meat and some vegetables, and then I have some cheese slices and candy pecans and just something that just has a whole bunch of different flavors and notes that I don't have to cook a lot. But I like to arrange it on a plate so it's cute and it's fun. And I think that, you know, that people look at me at the lunch and they're like, ooh, that looks really good. And I'm like, yeah, it took me 5 minutes to serve it all together. But I have all of my food groups.
Hi, I'm Karina. I'm a registered dietitian and health coach. And I have a business where I provide nutrition coaching to help people stop dieting and just really find a more positive and balanced relationship with food. Dietitians on social media and ask us, you know, say, hey, I'm interested in this product. Like, what do you think about it? Like, what's your opinion? And that's really what we're here for, is to help you clear out all of that misinformation of, you know, the ingredients that are in food products. Because yes, it is true, some food products are highly processed and we don't want to eat those foods every day. But other ingredients, other food products, and a lot of companies are very wholesome. And it's really just the food that you're getting and maybe a little bit of added salt, a little bit of added phosphorus, preserve it. But that's not going to be harmful for you. Say, tell my clients to like have at least three food groups. So a protein, a carb, and a veggie, some fiber or some fruit. So it's possible to add, you know, veggies or to your sandwich and balance that out a little bit with protein and, you know, the bread. So it can be a complete and balanced meal. You can also have some fruit or salad food groups. If you're missing some of that fiber, it's okay if, you know, you're just eating some spaghetti and some baby carrots on the side. Maybe that seems like an odd combination, but you're, if you like that, then you're taking into consideration like adding that extra fiber. And that's really where I strive to help my clients understand that a meal doesn't have to look like what you see on Instagram or what you see in the restaurant. It's really about finding foods that work for you and getting those nutrients in whatever way is best for you.
Hi, yes, thank you so much for having me today. My name is Dani Lebovitz, and I am a registered dietitian nutritionist and mom of three and the founder of Kid Food Explorers, which is a community dedicated to empowering families and kids to explore new foods through playful food education and STEAM activities, which stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And so what we are really looking to do is build the foundation for a lifetime. And it doesn't come from forcing them to eat something that they don't want to eat. What our job is, even as they are teens and tweens, is to help them connect with their body to understand, oh, well, when I just eat, you know, fast food every day, or, you know, my snacks when I get home are snack cakes and chips or soda, that, oh, I don't feel my best. I don't have the same energy. I don't feel full. And making all those foods available, not restricting them, because if you do, that's what they'll choose when they're out, instead of learning to listen to their body and build their autonomy. So our goal really is just keep offering. We don't let them know that we think they're being picky or that they're making bad choices, but, you know, coaching how they feel and really nourishing them beyond just the food itself.
Your people. My name is Katie Levitt, and I live in the great state of Texas with my husband and three really little kiddos, my fluffy puppy dog Coco, and our fish Arlo, our beta fish. And I help people have joy while healing their gut. I'm a functionally trained, integrative and functionally trained dietitian. Really looking at our body as a system of systems. Everything is interconnected, and the gut is just the center of everything. And so if our gut's out of whack, everything else tends to be out of whack too. That's just checking for any parasites, that type of thing. Most of the time, those results come back normal. Our bodies are a system of systems. Everything impacts everything else. And so we know, okay, if your gut is having these symptoms, the bigger reason that's laying underneath the symptoms of, you know, you have a lot of stress. Hey, you're not chewing your food well enough and you're stressed out and rushed when you're eating. And so your body isn't able to fully break that food down into usable portions. And so your stomach is hurting rather than just cutting everything out because eating. And that's not healthy either, right? So it's really this balance. Most of the time, it's more about adding foods back in that are supporting and nourishing your body rather than just cutting everything out, because elimination diets can be helpful when done properly in reducing symptoms in the short term while you dig for bigger answers. But it's this slippery slope where if, and this is typically what people do, you feel sick, like your stomach hurts after you eat. So so you cut food out. It makes a lot of sense, but it can become this slippery slope where, okay, used to, you know, I felt bloated after I drank milk, and now I feel bloated after I eat broccoli, and now I feel bloated after I eat, you know, this and that. And so that list of foods that you're having to cut out can grow and grow. So helpful in the short term to relieve symptoms, not the only solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Stacey, for having me on. So my name is Colby Thibault. I am, in chronological order, a trained chef, dietitian, personal trainer, and now business owner and coach that combines all three of those professional and personal experiences into one lovely present. So I work primarily with former female athletes, and that's anything high school plus, anything beyond that. And also what I like to call my everyday female athletes. So that's just everyday current active women in whatever age range, lifestyle, life event that we're going through. And a lot of those clients kind of fill both boxes, because being a former female athlete myself, you end up staying active because it's just hardwired into us. So we end up filling both boxes. I don't promote weight loss. I don't necessarily promote weight gain. It's more, I actually fare more on the side of weight gain for some people because they've been in a journey of not having enough. So figuring out that relationship with weight, but not focusing on numbers. My goal for my clients is educating them enough to the point that they can continue this on their own and they don't need me anymore. Strive for balance. I say that word a lot. I should probably get it tattooed on my forehead. That's how much I say it. So we focus a lot on imbalance, including all foods, all everything, like nothing. There's no rules. There's no limits. Cause that's when we run into murky water in my belief system. But
yes, my name is Shawnee. I'm a registered dietitian. I'm a certified diabetes educator. I am the founder of a company called Nutrition Cheat Sheets. I help in my company, I specifically help new dietitians learn how to do clinical nutrition in a very hands-on way. So I sort of teach new dietitians how to just like get their legs under them. And having said that, I am a clinical dietitian myself. I tend to work in hospital settings, long-term care settings, and doing sort of general counseling for know any better. I think that's really the bottom line. I think doctors sort of underestimate the power of nutrition, which is ironic because it's the first line recommendation for every single medical condition out. But a dietitian should be the number one referral on the list, and it never is. Doctors just don't know. They sort of think that it's the sucks-free diabetes is just not that like intuitive connection for most of them. So they miss it. They miss out on it. They miss out on how each one of those things can fit in a bigger picture. So as long as I think like the counseling technique that I tend to follow is always motivational interviewing. It's very useful. But beyond that, I think it's also very helpful to just give people the simple answers that they're going to use over and over and over again.
Nice to be here. My name is Kendall, and I am a registered dietitian who's actually based in kind of central Alberta in Canada. I'm breaking into, you know, that food freedom space as a dietitian. And I've just kind of launched my Instagram and kind of really developed my passion for working with people who feel like they're stuck in diet culture and kind of don't really know where else to turn. I kind of want to be that resource for people and that kind of light that can, you know, break them out of that cycle of dieting and feel like they can enjoy food again and really, you know, find that food freedom. So that's kind of the space that I'm in right now and really, really excited about it. That mindset is really not very common anymore these days. So and so I think as dietitians, we're also doing, you know, a really good job of making that more accessible. Diet culture promoting quick fixes, follow these food rules, this will happen, and restrict and you'll lose this weight, which then just kind of complicates things. And, you know, then that just continually damages people's relationship with food, where instead if we can kind of focus on that healthy relationship being the foundation, like we have to work on this first and be, you know, comfortable around food, being able to, you know, understand that so that when we want to build nutrition, we want to build, you know, people want to eat balanced, they want to enjoy, like, be healthy, and that doesn't have to come at a sacrifice of never eating chocolate again, right? We can do both things. We can have chocolate and salads and be healthy and happy and not think about either one for more than a second, right? But to be able to do that, it needs to be kind of putting in that groundwork.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. I am Leslie Widener. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, and I help women in perimenopause just improve their symptoms holistically and build healthy habits. So, you know, one of the things I talk about all the time and what I really try to help women with is to just simplify perimenopause and hormones and what's going on during this phase of life, and also simplify all the information out there that seems to be confusing and conflicting on nutrition and, you know, other ways to just, you know, help get us through this time, because nutrition and lifestyle factors can, you know, play a role either positively or negatively, you know, a hormonal component. So with weight gain, a lot of what you probably, what you may notice, I know I've noticed it, a lot of my clients have, is the shift from where we used to carry our fat and the shift to the midsection because of the fear of carbs, you know, I know, and just, you know, eating a varied diet. But so I really try to recommend and help people add some of these foods in that they're not already eating. It's just a normal part of life. But because it's not talked about, most of the time your doctor's not going to mention it. I'm a non-diet dietitian. I do not recommend any form of restriction, whether that's restricted, you know, eating windows or restricting certain food groups. I just don't recommend that. And it's mainly because, you know, we talk about with energy, the last thing you want to do is, you know, cut carbs, for instance, that give us energy, or like you just don't want to put your body through that stress. I mean, I think diets put a lot of stress on not just our bodies, but our minds. So why not, you know, think about what foods you can add in.
So I'm Kate Peterson. I am anti-diet dietitian, food freedom dietitian, whatever you want to call it, and now a meal prepper. I guess we can add that to the repertoire too. So I have a virtual nutrition coaching business, and I just recently launched a meal prep company called Mealwalkie. So fully prepped meals to kind of help people through that dinner hour that can be really tough, being on social media or, you know, their friend that just lost all this weight that they think is so healthy, and really kind of peeling back the layers of what that means, right? Like that means something completely different for you and me. And we're both in this field of nutrition, let alone all these people that are coming to us for help, right? So that is a big challenge, but a big exciting thing for me is to really help people recognize that like there is no one size fits all to this, and healthy does not have to mean what we see curated all around us, right? Food doesn't have morals, right? You're not a good or bad person for eating food. Whenever I say that to people, they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like, what the heck am I doing? Why am I calling myself like a crappy person for eating a cookie? And that's always really eye-opening to people when we sort of peel those labels back and really look at food for what it is. And back to what I was saying before, you know, like my goal is to make my clients feel their best. And so instead of like labeling good or bad, it's kind of like, does this food make you feel your best? Or do you maybe not feel so great when you eat cookies for lunch versus a well-balanced like grain bowl, right? So it's kind of like reworking those labels into like, how do I feel versus like, what is this label making me feel, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to, Stacey. I'm so excited to be here. So I'm my name is Adrienne Pexosa. I'm a registered dietitian, certified eating disorder dietitian supervisor, and I'm the chief clinical officer of Nourish. We are an online telenutrition platform, and so yeah, that's a little bit about me. So we practice from a weight inclusive approach. We're not going to tell you eat this, don't eat that. We're not going to weigh and measure you or ask you to weigh and measure food. We are really looking at that person from a whole and getting to the root of the issue. And that's people's relationship with their food and their body. And so the most beautiful thing is we've got time where a lot of other healthcare professionals don't have time to sit and get through that root cause and work on behavior changes. I think that's the other thing that I'm human, but it might not be appropriate for what's going on with that person. So we're able to take all of that science and boil it down to, is this actually what you need for your body and what you're trying to accomplish? And then also, I think that's the other thing that I love that what keeps us different is we explain the why. Like, why in the world do we want you to eat carbohydrates for your depression? Why in the world are we asking you to, I don't know, have a snack at 3 o'clock. Like, we want to make sure you understand the reason, not just because I said so. That's a big puzzle piece of it. But then also mental health is huge. And especially past the pandemic, we're seeing this uptick in mental health crisis going on and awareness as well. And I think a lot of people might not understand that all of those emotions, aka our neurotransmitters, what emotions are made out of, the chemical puzzle pieces, come from food. And so if we're not nourishing our body appropriately, we can also see an uptick in depression, anxiety, ADHD, all of those types of issues. And so somebody might come in and they have diabetes. They also might be struggling with depression. Awesome. Let's talk about that. What's going on in nutrition that could possibly help and support? Nutrition will not completely 186 mental health, but it will also really make an impact on supporting and helping somebody get past some of those big hurts.
Yeah, so my name is Lena Mowat, like what you do to the lawn. I'm a registered dietitian in Indianapolis, and I'm also a runner. And having fuel for like longer runs physically on you while you're running and making sure that you're actually taking your fuel during those runs is so important. Oh my gosh. But I've been doing scratch labs, like the chews. I have a big texture issue with gels.
Okay, yeah.
So I've been working to find anything that I can like chew that I'm not just having to like squeeze. Yeah. So I kind of put them between like scratch and noon. Just like, you know, I get scratched sometimes and I get noon sometimes. But during races, I'll do like one station water and then the next station, I'll do like the Gatorade or whatever electrolyte they have. It's one, the nutrition is solid. Different like products that I've tried and then stuff that I know works for other people as well. So like with the Goos, I obviously haven't done them, but I see what other people do and I'm like, hey, you could try this out. And then just kind of working on like, you need to take this every X minutes or X miles of your run. Let's work on that.
We have heard from wonderful dietitians in this episode. And if you want to hear the full episode, those are linked in the show notes. So go ahead and check there for the full episode if you want to hear more. I want to thank you so much for spending your time with us this week on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.